NBC News. I'm Daria Albinger. Millions of Americans across several states are or could be in the path of severe storms tonight. From Texas to Florida, the system's already left hundreds of thousands without power. ABC's Faith Abupi is in Tennessee.
The storms barreling east from Texas, where straight-line winds gusted to hurricane strength outside Austin. The system dropping hailstones bigger than softballs. The storms, part of an epic weeks-long outbreak of severe weather. The Storm Prediction Center confirming there's been at least one reported or confirmed tornado every day for the past 16 days.
At least one death has been confirmed in Tallahassee, a woman who died when a tree fell on her home. With continued U.S. military support at stake, the Biden administration's released a report on how Israel's conducted the war with Hamas.
It's a review the president ordered in February, and it's resulted in a report that's critical of Israel. It finds it would be reasonable to assess that Israeli forces have used American weapons in ways that are inconsistent with international law, and that Israel has failed to follow best practices for mitigating civilian harm. But due to the nature of the conflict, the Departments of State and Defense say they haven't seen enough evidence to prove that Israel has violated the laws of war.
ABC Stephen Portnoy in Washington. President Biden has authorized a shipment of military aid to Ukraine as Russian troops launch a new push into the Kharkiv region.
The weapons and systems and munitions that we're providing them will complement the work that they've been doing. And allow them to be more effective in defending their territory.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. Former President Trump's hush money trial will resume on Monday morning. The prosecution is expected to call Michael Cohen, Mr. Trump's former fixer, to testify next week. You're listening to ABC News. The UN General Assembly's adopted a resolution giving favorable consideration to full Palestinian membership. The U.S. voted against the measure.
Our vote does not reflect opposition to Palestinian statehood. We have been very clear that we support it and seek to advance it meaningfully. Instead, it is an acknowledgement that statehood will come only from a process that involves direct negotiations between the parties.
Deputy Ambassador Robert Wood. The bodies of two skiers that were killed in an avalanche in Utah have been found.
The two bodies were recovered on Friday morning. Conditions near Little Cottonwood Canyon in the Wasatch Mountains of Salt Lake County deteriorated on Thursday, forcing recovery teams to call off the effort to retrieve the bodies of the two skiers. It's a rough backcountry area. The avalanche, several feet deep and a couple of hundred feet wide. One skier was able to dig himself out safely. The two others, 23 and 32 years old, could not escape. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A Kansas man accused of stealing and damaging a bronze statue of baseball legend Jackie Robinson back in January pled guilty to charges against him. He now faces a maximum sentence of 19 years in prison. After missing earnings expectations last quarter, McDonald's is looking into launching a new $5 meal to get diners back into the stores. It could include a McChicken or McDouble, four-piece McNuggets, fries, and a drink.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.